Let's get the business news now from Petula Martin.
Thanks, Mary. Europe and EMEA, that's the Middle East, India and Africa, have maintained their position as the leading IPO market globally in the first three quarters of 2024. That's according to the latest EY Global IPO Trends report. The number of deals are up 36% on the same period last year. Fergal McAlevey is corporate finance partner with EY Ireland and he joins us in studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Globally, the number of initial public offerings are down. EMEA has demonstrated more resilience. What's behind that?
I think the market likes stability. So there's been, you know, falling interest rates, you know, across Europe. There has been, you know, inflation has been coming back. There's been good political stability. And overall, the various markets around the world have performed very well. So that gives, you know, investors confidence in bringing things to the market.
Can you give us examples of some notable listings in that time?
Yeah, I guess some of them over the last year in Europe have been people like Springer, the publisher out of Germany, Galderma, who make cosmetic products and dermatological products. So there's been a range of those that have come to market at high value, including CVC Partners, the private equity and credit firm, and they've all performed quite well, which has given, again, that increased confidence.
Is the climate good for IPO activity in Ireland?
The activity is good across Europe. I guess there hasn't been a large number of IPOs in Ireland for a number of years. The government has tried to address that in the recent budget by bringing in, you know, tax savings on the cost to do an IPO because it can be expensive, but those tax savings should be helped to make the market more active in Ireland. But I guess we need more investors to come in to the market. There are lots of really good companies in Ireland who could list, so I guess it's down to a point of timing.
Companies that could list, can you give us an example of those? Are they fintechs?
Yeah, I think across Europe has been, like, Europe has been quite strong and innovative in the fintech space. You know, Revolut, who people know as the online banking app, Monzo is an online bank in the UK, Stripe and Klarna. These have all been rumoured that they will come to market over the coming months, but let's see.
Okay. What will a Trump presidency mean for IPO activity in the US?
Yeah, I think stability post-election is really important. We've seen in EY that some of the data we've looked at in the year post an election, IPO volumes are up almost 40%. So I think that stability really helps drive market activity.
So does it matter who is the president of the United States? Like in terms of a Trump presidency, it didn't really matter. It's the stability.
It's the stability. It's having that certainty that, you know, there's uncertainty leading up to an election. This was a clean election. It was decided quickly. So that gives that confidence to the market.
Okay. And what's the outlook like for the rest of 2024 and into 2025?
Yeah, I think the markets are good. Stability is good. Inflation is coming down. You know, the UK and the US cut interest rates. You know, Europe has been cutting interest rates for a number of quarters now. So they're all positive indicators. Stock markets and all the indices around the world are at all-time highs. And VIX, which is an index which measures the volatility, is falling constantly. So I think all those stability factors give investors confidence in terms of bringing their good companies to the marketplace.
Very good. Fergal McAlevey, corporate finance partner with EY Ireland. Thank you very much for joining us in studio this morning.